So what I'm hearing is weightlifting for kids, yes, very beneficial and never wasted time.
That's my opinion. You know, there will obviously be some coaches who think, you know, why can't I just do like a med ball throw or, you know, something else for power? And sure, you could do that. But again, like you can't really load that up as much as you eventually could a weightlifting movement. And yeah, it does take a longer time. But again, like I had said, I'm trying to get my athletes for the long haul, not just like to peak right now.
Hi, Leslie. It's my pleasure to have you on Evidence Strong Show. If you could briefly introduce yourself, that would be awesome.
Hi, yeah, glad to be here. I'm Leslie Summerfield. I am mom actually to a 22-month-old. So she'll be 2 in March, and I'm gonna have another baby on the way coming in June. So big things kind of happening for my family in that regard. I currently work at IMG Academy in Florida. If you're not familiar with it, it's you really unique kind of high school, middle school setting where we have 11 different sports and kids will go to school half the day and play their sport the other half. So really integrated with like I do strength and conditioning, but we have nutritionists, sports scientists, mental coaches, leadership coaches, kind of everyone here for the kids. So if you get a chance, anyone that's kind of maybe viewing this or yourself, check out IMG Academy for sure. It's definitely a very unique spot compared to other high schools and middle schools. So here I am the lead for volleyball. It's a new sport that we actually just started in the fall. So that's been pretty exciting, just kind of getting to learn how a whole new sport works and kind of work with someone. You know, there's always going to be growing pains and stuff going with that, but excited for what that's been, the challenge that that's been. I've been excited for that and to start a new program. And I also help with middle school golf, tennis, and soccer as well. So a few different sports.
So could you talk a little bit more about your background in weightlifting? Because most of my audience are weightlifting coaches. So if we could bring your expertise from this aspect as well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, so weightlifting in particular, I guess, for my personal background, I kind of got more into like the powerlifting side of things and didn't really do a whole lot of weightlifting really until I was in New Zealand doing my PhD. And then I moved back to the US with my husband and we started going to a weightlifting gym together. And that's kind of for me personally where I kind of learned very technical aspects because him and I would, you know, we both have are both certified through USAW. So like we took the course, we kind of have taught it before, but until you have someone who's looking at you with every rep that you're doing and can give you, you know, those small little tidbits, that's really what changed for me. Because, you know, I could feel myself and look and be like, oh, like I could change something small, but someone else kind of coming in and helping really was beneficial. And I do like weightlifting a lot. So for myself, so we did some different things there. And then when I moved to Florida, haven't really picked it back up. Yeah, I do some in my own training, not currently being pregnant. The belly gets in the way a little bit for the weightlifting movements. But before that, I definitely still like to keep the weightlifting in. For like teaching it and stuff, I work with a lot of kids, and that's pretty much what I worked with college age athletes too, but I really like to work with the kids mostly. So when I say kids, it can be kind of like middle school age, high school, and then even like some college age kids. So working with that age group, teaching them some weightlifting movements in addition to the other resistance training movements.
Awesome. So that's what we want to talk about, weightlifting for kids and what it entitles. So I think we should start with why we should consider weightlifting for kids.
A big thing for me is it gives them more tools in the toolbox for them to have. You know, weightlifting movements are technical, right? And they can take a long time, but we're really here as coaches to progress them for the long term. I don't want any of my athletes to peak when they're, you know, in their first year here. I want them to be able to progress for years. So in weightlifting is a way to do that. Also, even if they don't go anywhere after, let's say high school, they don't play after this, then maybe they pick it up recreationally. So it's a new kind of sport for them. And I know even like after high school, when athletes get to college setting, a lot of the coaches will say, oh, like maybe they've done some weightlifting before, but it's something that a lot of them don't know. So they have to start like from ground zero with them. So if you give them the weightlifting tools, you know, you teach them these lifts, then hopefully when they go into college, they'll be able to do those and then feel confident in them. Because if you go to if you're a freshman, you're going on this team with, you know, all these new athletes and they've been doing this for years and then you're thrown in and you're going to feel lost. You're already probably going to feel a little lost, like because it's a new place, you know, all new people. But if you have that kind of skills and confidence, I think that makes that transition a little bit more easier. Also, there's been a few studies where they've looked at weightlifting compared to just resistance training. One of them, I really can't pronounce the author, like C-H-A-O-U-A-C-H-I. It was a study in 2014, just looked at 12 weeks of weightlifting versus resistance training in 10 to 12 year olds. And there was improved balance and power in that study. And I'm gonna throw my husband here. He actually did his research for his PhD looking at the difference between like weightlifting and resistance training when we were both in New Zealand. So his study was 28 weeks long, and this was in 12 to 14 year old males. And he saw similar like gains in strength and power and speed, but their movement competency improved. So if we think about kind of like that, like, you know, anyone that's going to start a new program, whether it be weightlifting or any kind of resistance training, you're going to see gains right away, right? Because you haven't been doing anything. But with this weightlifting in particular, you see better balance. We see more the movement competency. So those things like your squat patterns, your hinge patterns, your pushes, your pull, those kind of thing, lunges, you're going to be more competent in those, which then can translate into other sports and other physical activities. You know, a lot of kids will quit playing sports because they don't have the confidence, or, you know, maybe they're a little bit more awkward, or they aren't able to move as well. But if we give them these more tools again, and they feel more confident, hopefully they will want to maybe try other sports or play other things. So, you know, that's, to me, that's beneficial. Also, like weightlifting, why weightlifting? It's very small injury percentage compared to other sports. I don't have that number off the top of my head, but it's very small compared to, you know, your contact sports like rugby or soccer, those type things. So that those are, to me, all great reasons to, you know, try weightlifting.
So what I'm hearing is weightlifting for kids, yes, very beneficial and never wasted time.
That's my opinion. You know, there will obviously be some coaches who think, you know, why can't I just do like a med ball throw or, you know, something else for power? And sure, you could do that. But again, like you can't really load that up as much as you eventually could a weightlifting movement. And yeah, it does take a longer time. But again, like I had said, I'm trying to get my athletes for the long haul, not just like to peak right now.
Yes. Okay. So we established that weightlifting is a good option to teach kids or young athletes. Now, what age would be good to start?
Yeah, this is kind of dependent on the kid. And there's kind of a couple like prerequisites. Like you need to be able to follow instructions and also like and be able to listen as well. And we all know like there's some high schoolers we may have that still struggle with that, right? But like typically the research says around 7 or 8 is when kids typically can demonstrate the ability to follow your instruction. So that's kind of what we want them to do, because we want them to be able to be focus, just like in any kind of weight room setting, right? If they're messing around, that's when they could get injured. So we want them to be able to follow our instruction. Another thing is before they hit that adolescent growth spurt is a good time to start. And this is, so that'll happen in like 11 in girls and about 2 years later, about 13 in boys. So if we can do that beforehand, that seems to be like the optimal time, because they get that neuromuscular adaptation. That's when it's heightened the most. That's because they have that neuroplasticity that's still developing in the brain. So that's that ability of the networks in the brain to change throughout the growth and the maturation, so they can still develop these greater skills. So that's kind of like the best time there. And then as well, like once the kids do go through maturation, you know, sometimes they get pretty awkward, right? We're getting taller, we're getting more weight, we have to worry, or not worry, we have to sort of how to move this, our body, right? A new body. If we've done these movements prior, we're more likely to have success in them afterwards, because it's not something new. So if you can start a little bit earlier, that's better, before they hit that maturation, that phase.
So I guess it gives them some kind of blueprint that they can use later when the body changes and all the growing is happening. Okay, how do we teach weightlifting to kids?
Start basic, really. So it kind of goes with, there's, if anyone's familiar with training just kids, there's these like long-term athlete development stages. First thing you always want to do, no matter what you're teaching, is start with like fundamentals, they call it. So like FUN is capitalized. That's what I'm looking for. Because you want to start with something that's fun for them. So you want to do that so they are engaged. And kind of for weightlifting specifically, that's when you're kind of teaching those like fundamental weightlifting skills, which is essentially like those movement competencies. So you're teaching them how to a squat pattern, a hinge pattern, a push, a pull, a brace. You want to get those patterns down first, single leg movement. And it's going to be very low structure. And then you really want to focus on technical competency first before we even add in any sort of bar or anything. It's all technical based.
Could you give an example of an exercise? Size or two that could be used as the very first ones?
Yeah, body weight squat. You could even start getting like a PVC pipe or a dowel rod out and like hinges, split squats. So any sort of suspension strap, some sort of row or an overhead press with a dowel rod. So movements like that, that will be, you know, basic, but we can all get down before, you know, you even add a bar or think about doing any kind of even weightlifting specific movements.
Would you have any suggestions for games or plays that could be implemented at the very first stages or as a warm up?
Yeah, something that comes to mind is, you know, we play like rock, paper, scissors. So that kind of game, you can do it instead of rock, paper, scissors, you could do like a squat, a lunge, or a lateral lunge and like replace like that. So that's a game. Once you've kind of, what I would do is I would teach those patterns and then maybe we play the game to like reinforce it, you know, at the end or something like that. There's other games that you can do too, is like, we're all going to hold a lunge position and we're going to roll a ball between our leg. We're holding that position. One person's going to run to the front, then we roll it again. So we're competing with another group to see who can do it like quickly, but we're still holding that position. You can do the same with like a plank. So we're working on bracing, those kind of things, or I guess a couple examples of games.
That's amazing.
Oh, I guess I have a few more like kind of stages.
Oh yeah.
So the next stage after, you know, you kind of have those movement competencies down is, and you're learning weightlifting. So now you're still focusing on technical competency, but your structure is a little bit, it's like moderate-ish structure. So examples of those, you could get into now squats, right? We could get into like a front squat in RDL. So we're doing things with a bar now. Yeah. Different movements like that, essentially where you're now using a bar, but still focusing on technical competency. After that, you're now going to think about training like weightlifting actually. So this is where now you can add in some of those derivatives, some clean pulls. Maybe we get into power cleans, power snatches, those type of things, but still, again, focusing on technical competency. So that's kind of how I would go about starting to train a kid. But again, it's going to be really important to, especially with weightlifting, and as they're going through maturation or even before it, every kid is going to, one, learn differently and be in a different, you know, can they listen to us? Can they follow our instructions? Maybe they move better than someone else. So the individual progression is going to be really key with this, if you're able to. I know sometimes it's very hard in a team setting, but again, like just trying to take it a little bit slower.
What can go wrong? So what are the risks of introducing weightlifting to kids?
Yeah. And I mean, again, this kind of goes with just like any kind of training you're doing is progressing too fast. Something that I'm sure you'll see in your athletes is they'll just want to put as much weight as they can. They want to, you know, try to increase it every time, but it's just, you know, explaining to them it's technique first, and that's going to be important, you know, maybe in the long run. Not, I mean, I know you want to lift more now, but really that's how you're going to get better, right? So really just progressing too fast. I know I've made that mistake in the past, and I try to take it like really slow now with my athletes, which I think pays off, which it was so far what I've seen this year, like just starting it with volleyball. I pretty much had a whole semester where we just worked on pulls, and we're now getting into some hang power cleans that were in season, but I think they look decent. So we'll go from there, but I think just like going too fast, and then like we kind of talked about already, like not making those individual progressions as well. Another thing, and I guess this is kind of something maybe to avoid, is cueing too much. You don't want to like just throw so much technical things at them, because children will typically have those lower levels of vocabulary and comprehension skills. So if you can use like analogies or metaphors with them, that will help. You know, instead of us saying like extend your hips in the second pull phase, maybe we say explode up like a firework, or, you know, like lean over the cliff, something that they can understand instead of what we may typically say to an adult. Those things can help. So, and I guess that kind of goes along like what goes wrong or whatnot. And then obviously as they get more proficient, you don't have to, you know, you say as many things.
Awesome.
And I guess one final thing is like giving them like immediate feedback. You know, if you see something a couple sets ago and then you try to bring it up, they won't remember what happened. So if you maybe right after the set, you can say something to them, and then that way they're more likely to try to change it for the next time.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. What would be maybe three things you would advise for coaches to keep in mind when coaching young athletes?
Well, I guess one thing would be, if you really see the value in weightlifting, and then teach it, then coach it. Because there are a lot of coaches that I still meet that are still like, oh, I don't, like weightlifting isn't beneficial, or it takes too long to teach, or, you know, I can do different things. But if you see the value in it, then teach it. And I think your kids that you have will benefit more in the long run. Just take it slow as well. It's going to be more of we've talked about this like the whole time. It's a long process, which, you know, it can be frustrating for some coaches too. You know, some want to see results right away. way, but with this, it will take some time, and it will be way more beneficial for the athlete and for yourself as well. They're going to just get that confidence once they get a lift, or once they get more, once they're technical proficient and they hit that lift, they add some more weight, you're just going to see them light up. And that's the best feeling, really. So yeah, take it slow. We're not trying to have them peak again, like right away, right? We even know like people in the Olympics, like they take 4 years. That's a long time. You know, these kids, let's think about developing them 4 or 5 years over their high school careers, however long they have. And then another thing is like learn from your mistakes, right? We all make mistakes coaching. I know I make mistakes every day. It doesn't even have to be with weightlifting. It may be something else. I'm like, oh, that did not go well. Or, you know, maybe let me try this. You know, I tell my volleyball girls, Kayla, we're gonna be light and fast today. Oh, I need to maybe I need to cap the weight because they're trying to go too heavy. Like, you know, I'm learning every day. So just learn, write things down. You know, you can always use that in the next sessions or even in years to come. Also, I guess my final thing is try to make it fun, especially in the beginning. Any kind of game you can do will have the kids engaged, and they'll always remember like what you did in the beginning. And then even if you finish with that, they'll remember how a session ended as well. And then, you know, they'll want to keep coming back and tell their parents how awesome it was. And then they'll tell their friends, and that's how things build. So as long as we can keep it fun and engaging for them, I'm sure that they'll want to continue to come back.
Yes. Thank you, Valet. Two last quick questions. First one is, what is your favorite color?
I like teal.
Awesome. And the second one is, where people can find you on the internet if they want to follow your work or they want to contact you?
Instagram is dr.summerfield, and then Twitter is lmsummerfield. Those are kind of like the two ones. I'm not as good about posting different things now or keeping up with it, but if you do reach out to me, I will get back to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for today.
Thank you.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.